Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Good morning, Family First LLC Answering Service. Arna speaking. I'll help you.
Hello. Hi. My name is Portia Presley. I'm the caregiver for Teresa Fontaine.
Allow me to go to this information here in my end and send this over to the office. May I have, you stated your name is Portia, that is P-O-R-T-I-A?
No, it's spelled like the car, P-O-R-S-C-H-E.
P-O-R-S-C-H-E. Thank you. And last name?
Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y.
P-R-E-S-L-E-Y. And may have the phone number where you can very yourself, please.
267-875-4401.
That's very confirmed. That was 267-875-4401. This is a direct number, and this is your first call for today?
Yes.
Awesome. May have... You stated the patient's name is Teresa Fontaine, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is that T-E-R-E-S-A?
Yes.
And Fontaine, that is F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E.
Yes.
Awesome. May I have the date of birth of the patient?
11-02-1979.
One moment here, I'm still with you. And so that was 11-02-1979. And what town is the patient in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, okay. Still with you, okay? I'm just entering this information. Okay, one moment here. Are you calling out of your shift today, or what's the reason for your call?
I'm calling for myself.
Are you calling out?
No, I'm not calling out, nothing like that. I'm calling about my hours and my paycheck. Yesterday, I clocked in early because the patient asked me, can I come in early, because she had a lot of stuff that she needed to do. But I clocked out late because we didn't get back until late, but they never improved my hours.
Because you're calling about your paycheck and your hours.
Yesterday, yep, for yesterday.
So hours were missing, correct?
No, wasn't no hours missing. I clocked in earlier and I clocked out late. They never approved my hours. And I also need to know, do you guys have overtime? Because I'm not understanding, like, I don't, this company is, they have a whole bunch of lack of communication. For one, they started me off with 15, then out of nowhere, they just changed my rate to 12. Nobody told me, nobody called me, nobody nothing. I just seen that on my pay stub that I just got on Friday.
So understood. Understood. I'll send your message over to the office here and have them return your call as soon as they're in. Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, so how long... Why are you hanging up so fast? Why are you hanging up so fast? You didn't even, you like, I'm going to just send it and goodbye. You didn't even let me finish what I needed to say. This is what I'm saying. This whole company lacks communication. They lack professionalism. They lack a whole lot because nobody never calls me back. That's the number one thing. They never call me back. Nobody from no company. They never call me back about nothing. I'm getting ready to honestly transfer me and my client over to another company because this is unprofessional. And it's a lot of concerns that she has and nobody return her call back to. And it's my concerns that I have. So that's not fair. How you have concerns with how the client has concerns and the caregiver has concerns. That's bad. That's red flags. So if nobody calls me back as soon as possible, we're just going to transfer. We're just going to go around, you know, another company because this is unprofessional and it's not fair. And I need them to return my call, like, as soon as possible, like, in the next hour or so, not 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours later, tomorrow, the next day. Like, or if not, I need a supervisor. You need to give me somebody's supervisor name so I can contact them myself.
Understood. Okay, I have everything that I need at this moment. I'm only the answering service. So I'm sending your information over to the team so that they can return your call once you're in, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else they can help you with?
No, that's it. Do you know what time they get in office?
Let me have a quick look, okay? One moment. It shows that they are...
I'm sorry, say it again.
It shows that they are available from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. But I'm sure there should be someone that should be able to address your concern, like an on-call person.
It better be an on-call person because, like I say, they don't even answer during the weekday. So you talking about you want me to – I have to wait tomorrow and I work? Like, that don't even make sense. How is they even closed and – I work Monday through Sunday. So if I had a problem with anything, how am I supposed to reach out to the agency if they're not open on weekends and I work on weekends? How does that work?
I understand. So what I have checked right here is that...
This is a real concern. This is a huge concern. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I clocked in yesterday and I clocked out late and my hours didn't get approved. And I have daily pay. I can't even access my daily pay because they didn't approve my hours. So I'm pissed right now. Something like that makes me not even want to go to work today because y'all lack communication. Nobody talks to me. Nobody nothing. Nobody calls back. It's like, I don't know what kind of place this is. I don't understand. It's like a bunch of kids or I don't know what is going on, but it's very unprofessional and I'm getting sick and tired of the same stuff over and over. And I only been with this company for like 2 months.
Okay, I understand your point regarding that. So let me advise you here that they do have a 24/7 call regarding any staffing issues. So they should be able to reach out to you, okay? If there is nothing else, I do thank you for reaching out and raising your concerns. Thank you for calling, okay? Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.